Then we would go to 2 Kings, the second chapter. Now read verses 8 down through 12 for your consideration. The Bible reads this morning, Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither so that they too went over on dry ground. It came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let me have a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked the hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. It came to pass as they still went on and talked that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold on his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. As we look at verse 9, the Bible says that it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee. Yes, Jesus. Let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Supporting scripture this morning, say Matthew 1 and 22. In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. So on the basis of those verses, if we are to use a thought or subject this morning, like to use a thought, if you see it, and you want it, ask for it. If you see it and you want it, ask for it. But those things that you go through are the things that will build your character and that will build you to be the individual that God has blessed you to be. Just when you say, I don't think that I can handle it, God steps in and gives you another dose of his glory, another dose of his spirit to let you know that if you trust in me, then whatever it is, I will see you through. And there are those of us in here that have been going through some tough times, but God has been with us every step of the way. There are those that it seemed like beyond your control, something just fell out the sky and fell right down on your shoulders. And you began to wonder, what am I going to do now? But God said, just take it one day at a time. Walk with me and talk with me, and I'll make everything all right. Am I talking to anybody in here that knows that even though you have a smile on your face, even though you walk erect and you got your head up, there's still something going on the inside that you are talking to God about and you are needing God to do just for you? No one knows. No one knows. I don't care if it's your nosy neighbor that's been looking at you and think they know about your business. They don't know what you're going through. Heard a man just the other night in the service say, I don't look like what I've been through. And you gotta have that mindset. I shared with you last week. There are some things that you got to speak into existence. Don't keep on talking about you feel bad. Don't keep on talking about you having a hard time. God already knows that you're going through. But you tell that enemy, no, you're a lie. I'm having a good day today. Everything is going to work out for my good because I am a child of a mighty king. And I can ask my king for anything. And God said that if he asked it, he'd give it to us.
And so we've come this morning. We come in praise and worship. We've heard testimonies and we've heard songs. We've seen the emotions of how the Spirit of God can manifest itself in you. And when you began to think about what God has done, and, you know, you, even though you've been praying along the way, it's good sometimes to just step out on faith and to sort of come out of your comfort zone. I thank God for Brother Moto this morning, knowing that he had a burden down on his heart. But sometimes you just got to speak up and you got to let it go. You might not understand what he's going through, and you can't see it like he see it, but you're not him. That there's something that he's going through, but there's something that you are going through as well. But I commend the brother this morning for having the courage this morning to get up and to let us know, and to even sing and let you know, don't let the enemy drive you around and make you feel like God is not on your side. I'm thankful that we serve and we belong to a great God, a God that is doing great things in our lives. And we ought to be thankful for what the Lord has done for us. We should be ever so glad that God is who he is, that we belong to him. And I hope and pray that we have developed a personal relationship with him, that we know that that only thing we need is to know that God is on our side, that there are times that we got to understand that I don't need an intercessor to pray for me. I'm going to pray for myself. And don't mean that I don't want you to pray, but there are times that you got to understand that it's good to know that others are praying with you, but it's more important that you are praying for yourself. Don't never let nobody tell you that your prayer won't go through. Don't never let the enemy beat you up or remind you of so many of your yesterdays that God won't hear your humble cry. All of us are made from the same dust of the ground. And the Bible declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we all got gifts and we got talents. And God put one in one place and another in another place. But that don't make individuals any better than what you are. You are somebody this morning. And we're living in a time when anything can happen. So we need the Lord. People seem to have no respect for life. Many are in such a state that they are taking their own lives. And it's sad to know that people cannot even feel safe in the house of God. The enemy has twisted the minds of people to the point that nothing surprises us now. There was a time when you heard something and you'd be oh so surprised and you just could not believe what you were hearing. But now it seems that when things are said, it just seems like another ordinary day. I heard, and I feel sorry for the man that jumped off the bridge the other day. But why? And there was a time that we as a people would say, well, he must have been white. But now we see black people that are taking their life. We see black people that are giving up on God. We see black people that have strayed so far away from who God is and the power that God surrounds them with, that they allow the enemy to manipulate their minds into thinking that I don't have nothing to live for. I want to let you know and serve you notice that anybody ever tell you that I took too many pills or I took my own life, they're telling a lie. I'm not going to get that far down and out. I'm not going to get that depressed that I'm going to take my own life. I'm trying to live. So you check it out. You get the detectives involved. You get somebody involved, and somebody need to make some time. God wants us to know that that there are people that are preying on the innocent folk. Just because they mad and they depressed, they're going to take it out on somebody else. It's almost come to a point now when you hear that somebody has killed a whole lot of folk. They just go ahead and kill themselves anyhow. Sometimes I get mad because you done killed yourself because I want you to make some time. Should have went on and killed yourself first and let other folk alone. Don't pull individuals that don't have anything to do with your situation into your mess. Am I talking to anybody in here? My heart goes out this morning for all those families that are grieving there in Texas because of the tragedy at the First Baptist Church. the hurt that the other members are dealing with, because it's like, Lord, I thank you that you spared me. But if you were in that church house on that day, even though he may have spared you, you still feel for your brother or your sister that was taken out. And then there's some church hurt that thing in your mind, you know, I wonder, and you got to have a trust and a faith in God, because if you were there on the day that the shooting happened, then the next Sunday, I believe you'll be a little leery about going to the church house. I don't care how saved and sanctified you are. I don't care how many times that or what position you hold and how close you call yourself being to God. If somebody's came in and began to fire off on any and everybody, then if you made it through, you're going to be leery about coming and doing what has to be done. We were talking about that in Brotherhood yesterday, and they began to talk about how we were going to have the security. And I told Funds, I said, well, I guess you're going to have to get me one of those vets. They better shoot me in the head, Charles. There are so many things that we take lightly and we take for granted, and we are living in a time now where we can't do that. I told him, I said, well, I already wear a back brace while I'm preaching, so if you go ahead and put the other little thing on there, something will hold that bullet back. I'm sure, because Fun don't play. He said, well, we're going to lock all the back doors. If they lock. So aim it two ways in, and those of you up there on that side over there, you might better lock that side door too, because you got your back to the door. I can see that door, and I can see this door. If anybody come in looking funny, if you see me dust out without getting benedictions, you know you better come on and go too. I know the Lord got me, but the Lord gave me some ducking power. Back brace or not, when you got the move, Bertie said, you got the move. Having a little bit of fun with you, but I'm saying some serious stuff. You can't trust what the enemy might do this morning. You got to believe and trust the power of God. I got one more little comical thing I got to throw out. It just came to me, then I'm going to move on for real. The Bible say watch and pray. And as we pray, I want you to know we got a watcher. This one. I watched the video one day. While everybody was praying, Daniel and I were wide open. I got so tickled. I said, no wonder he know everything that's going on. He don't close his eyes. So I know he got my back. Now I'm going to move on. We cannot take things for granted. Don't hide behind the mentality that, you know, and I'm going to say it like this, but you got to put it all together. The Lord going to take care of me. You got to help take care of yourself, too. We got to be watchful. We got to take the necessary precautions to make sure that not only me, but Brother Darrell is all right, and Sister Sue is all right, and Sister Rose is all right. We got to know that the devil is everywhere, and he is still on his job. The Bible declares that he's going to and fro, seeking whomsoever he can devour, and he's looking for somebody to kill. But now, if we would just be obedient to the command of Christ, Jesus said, love ye one another as I have loved you. But we are living in the last days, and it is evident that our love for many has grown cold. It is evident that there are rumors of wars, and there's a war going on right now. Our families are so divided that it seems as though it's a dog-eat-dog world. You would think that when we consider all the sickness that is in the land, and it seems to be more poor people than there have ever been in our life, and we are struggling to make ends meet, that we would try to live a little bit closer to the Lord as possible. It has been said in times past that if we ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. You know, that's one thing that we find out when we hear that statement, we'll understand it better by and by. The older we get, the more we understand what mama and them was talking about. We got to understand this morning that you ought to be glad to have a good God. I'm thankful this morning to have a roof over my head. I'm thankful that God gave me a little bit of food in the cupboard. And I still know that I need the Lord to help me. I thank God for being able to come into this house of God and know that God is a supplier of all of our needs. I thank him for the life and knowing that it's in him that we have our being. I thank him for allowing us. And as we gave praise, as we thank God for our men that have served their country to give us the freedoms that we have, that come into this house of God at our own choice and to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank God that even though some are bound by sin, some are bound by the enemy, we are still yet free. You see, if you love God, then you ought to be made free. And the Bible declares that the truth will make you free. And the truth of the matter is, I'm not saved because of my good works. I'm not saved because of being nice to somebody. I'm only saved by the grace and the mercy of a loving God. Don't never get to boasting about where you are, because in order for you to be so caught up in the where you are, don't forget where you come from. That there are some things that we got to pray to our Lord God for. And we got to know this morning that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. We got to know that there are some times that when we pray to God, that there are times that things are not going to be immediate. You know how it is that we pray the Lord for our strength and we pray God do this and God do that. And there's some things that are not like the microwave. You can't throw it in and it happens just like that. There's a process involved. And in that process, you begin to take it day by day. And every day you will find yourself getting a little bit stronger. Every day you get just a little bit closer to God. Am I talking to anybody that is closer to God now than you was last year at this time? Am I talking to anybody that the devil thought that he had done got you down and out and thought that you wasn't going to make it, but somehow, some way, you are still counted amongst the living? Am I talking to anybody in here this morning that when you went through your trials of life and you laid there on the bed of affliction and you looked up to the hills of Zion and the devil began to tell you that you ain't getting up from here and this, that, or the other, but you beg to differ. Yes. Somehow, some way, we got to know that we will make it. Yes. Only thing we got to do is learn how to wait on God. So this morning, I want to impress on you the courage and the will to ask the Lord for whatever it is that you want. The Bible teaches us we have not because we ask not. And if there's something that we ask amiss, meaning that when we are wavering in our faith and we have doubt in our mind, that there are things that are going to hinder us from getting what God has for us. You got to know that if I ask God for it, God is able and God will give it to me. It may not be in my time, but in God's own time, he will come to our rescue. Come to share with you this morning that it's all right to ask God. It's all right to ask for what you believe. And when you ask God for something, you ought to expect it to happen. See, if you say, I'm looking for a miracle, then you keep on looking for that miracle. If you say, I'm looking for a better day ahead, you got to know that that better day is soon to come. Jesus encourages us that when we pray in St. Matthew 7:7-8, it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. He knows that if we ask him, our deficiencies will be met. God is a God that has everything that we need. Everything in his divine supply. Because Paul said, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. You know, if it's in God's will, you can rest assured that what God has for you, it is for you. Can't nobody keep you from getting what God wants you to have. If you want peace of mind, you just keep on asking God, Lord, give me peace. If you want God to touch your heart, all you got to do is say, Lord, I want to hide your word in my heart. You got to read the word. You got to listen to the word. And then you got to be a doer of God's word. As we look at our supporting text, we find an occasion where Jesus was coming and early in the morning, just after he had left from overturning the tables in the temple, Jesus came down and he got up early that morning and he was very hungry. The Bible says in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and he found that there were nothing thereon but leaves only. Said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth and forever. Presently the fig tree withered away. When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, in other words, they were very impressed at the power that God had. How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Now, if you believe the Holy Writ, when you look here at that 21st verse, Jesus is talking to his disciples. His disciples has just seen him do something that to them and in their eyes and in their mind, it was miraculous. And so Jesus answers them and he says unto them, verily I say unto you, and I'm saying this at the beginning because I need you to hear this. I need you to trust this. I need you to believe this, that if ye have faith, then Jesus says, and doubt not. You should not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain. Anybody got a mountain in your life this morning? Whatever your mountain of despair might be, if you got faith in God, if you don't doubt, if you believe that God has all power, then you can ask the Lord for what you want and know that God will supply your very need. Bible declares, in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. So you got to learn how to ask God for what you want. You know that when you ask God for what you want, even though the fig tree was a common tree in the Palestine area, it symbolized the nation of Israel, one that usually when the fruit and the leaves appeared, they appeared at the same time. Sometimes the fruit even appeared before the leaves. And usually it would produce its fruit in June, but at this time of the year, it was just in April. But when Jesus looked at the tree and realized that it had all of the leaves there, but there was no fruit. So because he was dealing with things in a human nature, he simply cursed the tree. Because he was hungry and couldn't, but as we look at this, the disciples know that with the same power, what they saw they were going to be able to do by having faith in the power of God. So if you see it and you want it, then all you got to do is ask for it. When you see the power of God moving, then you got to know that just because he may be here, he may have this particular social status, it does not make him any better or any closer to the Lord than where I am. You don't need the preacher to pray for you. You ought to be able to pray for yourself and know that when I ask God to come into my life, God is going to be right there. How many times in your home have you went down on bending knees and you said, Lord, I want you to bless my family. Lord, I want you to make provisions that I can feed my children when they get hungry. And God made a way out of no way. The preacher wasn't there. The deacon wasn't there. But God heard your humble cry. You don't have to try to live like the Joneses. All you got to do is live. But as we look at our text this morning, it deals with a familiar character by the name of Elijah. Elijah was told that he was going to be caught up into heaven by a whirlwind. Elijah was that man that other than him and Enoch, those were the only two that did not taste death. Elijah was considered one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament. Elijah adopted Elisha as a son, as a youth, while he was plowing a field, and called him to be a prophet. But Elijah was very faithful and committed to Elijah. Stayed right there by his side. And as we look at our text this morning, as Minister Holmes read it, it came to pass that when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by that whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elijah and they went down to a place called Bethel. Now, on the way down there, Elijah told Elisha, "You just stay right here." In other words, tarry right here, for I'm going down to Bethel. But when you love somebody, when you're in training, you got to learn how to do what they do. See, that's why I am like I am. When it comes to being in the pulpit, I'm not Dr. Betts, but I followed his example. I saw the thing that he done, and he groomed me into a way that there are so many things that he said that I remember. See, I can remember so vaguely in my mind that he said, "Brother, when you get ready to preach, I want you to start down low. Raise high, strike fire, and then take your seat." So you got to leave them hanging and want a little bit more. So that's why you want to come back the next Sunday. Can't tell it all in one message. But every now and again, you just get so excited about what the Lord God going to do. That's why I sat by his bedside one day and said, "Pastor Beth, I'm not going to hurt you. I don't want to take the church away from you. I just came back to be a helping hand. I'm going to walk with you every step of the way." So I understand where Elisha came from. For the Bible declared that when the Bible said the Lord God liveth, for it said, "As long as you live and as long as your soul live, I will not leave you. I'm going down to Bethel with you." Everywhere he went that I could go, I went right with him. When I left here and went to New Faith Baptist Church, where everywhere Foul Chapel went in the evening, I went right with him. Don't never forget who has groomed you. Don't never get bigger than your leader. Don't never get bigger than your master. See, Elijah was the master. Elijah was the leader. But Elisha was falling in behind him. He was being groomed for the job at hand. The Bible declared the son and the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Lord will take away the master from the head today?" In other words, I want to let you know that your master is going to be taken away. But Elisha said, "Yeah, I know it. Hold your peace." See, don't try to get me off track. Don't try to make me feel bad, because whenever you take my master, I'm going to be right there with him. Bible says, Elijah said unto him, "Elisha, tarry here, for even though I've been the best, now I got to go down to Jericho. For it says that the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I'm not going to leave thee, but I'm going on down with you to Jericho." The Bible said that the sons of the prophets, they were there at Jericho. They came to Elijah and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Lord will take away the master from thy head today?" He answered them again, "Yea, I know it. Hold your peace." Then Elijah said unto him, "Tarry right here while I go, for the Lord is going to send me down to Jordan." I'm so glad this morning to know that I serve a mighty God. For he says, "As sure as the Lord liveth, as sure as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee, So they went down, both of them together. There were 50 men that stood by the Jordan River. The Bible declared that they stood afar off. You know, you always got somebody that want to see exactly what is going on. And I just stopped by the Fowl's Chapel Baptist Church to let you know if you see it and you want it, all you got to do is ask for it. Here we have a father and a son. The father loved his son with all of his heart. Both of them realized that on this day, I got to leave you. But isn't it good to have a father that loves you so much to know I'm getting ready to go? But anything that I can do for you, let me do it for you while I'm still alive. For the Bible says Elijah took the mantle and he wrapped it all together and he smoked the waters there at the Jordan River. It was just like when Moses was leading the children of Israel out of bondage. And he began to hold out his staff. And the water divided and they walked around on dry land. Here you have Elijah and Elisha. Both of them standing there by the river of the Jordan. Realizing that I got to go over to the other side. But Elijah took the mantle and he hit the water of God. And when the water began to split open, they walked across on dry ground. I'm so glad to know this morning that I serve a mighty God. For the Bible said when it came to pass and they were gone over to the other side, Elijah said unto Elijah, I will be taken away from you on today. And he said, is there anything that I can do for you? What can I do for you while I'm still alive? Or you have somebody that love you enough to say, I'm going to do what I can while I can. And I want to let you know that Elijah said, I don't want no money. I don't want no land. I don't want the clothes that you leave back here. But all I want is a double portion of that spirit, that power that you got on the inside. If you give me the power of God, everything is going to work out all right. I'm so glad to know this morning that if you ask the Lord for something, the Lord will give you exactly what you asked for. I want to let you know that Elijah said, that you're asking me is a hard thing to do. But nevertheless, if the Lord God will, I will make sure that it happens. For if you see me when I be taken away from you, all you got to do is keep your eyes open. And if you see when I'm taken away, then what you ask for, it shall come to pass. For the Bible declared that they were walking along, and as they were walking along there on dry land, the Bible said that there were a whirlwind and a fire of a chariot. There were a fire of the chariot of horses, and they came down and scooped up Elijah, picked him up off the ground, divided them asunder, and he was away from Elisha. And when he looked around, Elisha didn't see him no more. But I'm so glad that God did just what he said he was going to do. He took Elijah up and he put him into the heavens, and he left Elijah there all by himself. But Elijah realized, I'm not by myself, because I asked the Lord for a double portion of that spirit. So this is what Elijah done. Elijah picked up the mantle that Elijah fed that dropped down to the ground. He went down to the end of the Jordan River. He said, if I got the same power that my daddy had, all I got to do is test his power. For he took the mantle and he struck the water. And the water did the same thing that it did when Elijah strapped the water. So he walked across on dry land. Now those same 50 folk that were looking upon him, they looked and realized that Elijah got the same power that Elijah had. I want to let you know this morning that whatever you ask in the name of the Lord, if you believe and have faith in your heart, that God will do just what you ask him to do. So if you see something that you want, all you got to do is ask for it. I see that I need the power of God. I know that I got a mighty God in my life, and I'm so glad that God can pass the power down. It's almost like the doctor bet that I'm going to pass the torch on to my son. I done did all that I know how to do. I've been faithful unto death. I'm sitting right here in my house. I'm waiting to go preach a message over in Burlington, North Carolina. But the Lord God came down and picked him right up out of his body and took him on home to be with the Lord. We got right on the bus and we got over in Burlington, North Carolina. That was one of those time preachers. That's why I said you gotta be ready, because I didn't know I was gonna have to preach that afternoon, but he had passed the power down. And I got up and declared the word of God. When I got through preaching the word of God, the deacons came into the house. And Brother Pittman told me that our pastor had died and gone on to glory. Oh, Lord, we all fell apart. But I remember Bishop Greg Hargrave coming and whispering in my ear. He said, now I want to let you know that you are Joshua, and you got to take up where Betts left off. You got to get yourself together. So I wiped my crying eyes, and I've been standing for the Lord ever since. And I just stopped by to tell somebody, if you see power and you want power, all you got to do is ask for it. And if it's the Lord's will that you get that power, you're going to get that power. There's some folk that said I didn't have no business preaching. There's some folk that said I couldn't be in this house. But I've been here 21 long years. Look at what the Lord God has done. I thank God for Elijah. I thank God for Elijah. For Elijah had the same power that God had given Elijah. And all you got to do, when you see it, if you want it, just ask for it.